The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Fall is composting time. There's lots of ways to do it, but I decided a basic composting 101 review might be in order for new composters and those needing a refresher. The first rule is to remember everything rots. You can just pile some organic matter in a corner, and eventually there'll be some compost there. We call that cold composting. But a better technique is to take some time to create a hot compost pile. The advantage to hot composting is you'll get better quality compost sooner. You'll need to start with a bin system. For small-scale composters, a box or tumbler might do, since you won't have that much organic matter to add. But for most gardeners, a three-bin system is ideal. You can buy kits or build them yourselves, 3 feet tall, wide, and deep for each bin. Now you need the materials. Organize your organic matter into browns, which are high in carbon, such as dried leaves, old straw, and wood chips, and greens, which are high in nitrogen, such as fresh grass clippings, green leaves from plants, and kitchen scraps. It's best to shred or chop up stalks and leaves first before adding them to the pile. To build the pile, add 3 buckets of brown materials for every 1 bucket of green material. Water each layer as you go. Once the bin is full, cover it so it doesn't get too wet and start to stink. A correctly built pile will heat up within a few days. Once it's cooled down, turn the pile into the second bin and it should heat up again. If you can get it to heat up to 130 degrees for a few weeks, you'll kill most of the weed seeds and diseases. Once it cools a second time, turn it into the third bin. Keep it covered, and you'll have usable compost in spring. And now for this week's tip. If you found some daffodils, tulips, or other spring flowering bulbs you forgot to plant, do it immediately. It's better to plant late because the bulbs won't make it until spring. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about orchid care. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.